I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. He's in his native Perth, Australia, Western Australia. It's summertime. And at the same time, we go to the Horn of Africa. This is The Guardian within these last hours. I'm scared to leave Addis Ababa, Ethiopia's Oromia region, gripped by kidnapping pandemic. First, it was rebel groups, writes Guardian, using abduction for political aims, but in a broken economy, collecting ransom is seen as easy money, and now anyone can be a target. Trouble in Addis Ababa, trouble in Eritrea, trouble in Oromo, the Oromo area. A civil war underway, and yet the news of the week, Gregory, is that the Prime Minister, Abe, has closed a deal with Somaliland to work together. Ethiopia is deteriorating. How to read all of this? It's also got debt problems, but that has to wait for the gunfire.
Well, yes, you've got a massively troubled economy. You've got inflation running at more than 30% in Ethiopia. You've got perhaps 28 million Ethiopians suffering from starvation or malnutrition. So is it not a good sign? And as we've discussed, there have been millions dead in the past 3 years until late 2022. Of course, that was the war between the federal forces and the Tigray Popular Liberation Front, the extreme Marxist group. But now it's with, then it started again against Ethiopians, particularly from the Afar Muslim region and from the Amhara region, which is predominantly Orthodox Christian, and also against moderate Oromo people. The Prime Minister, Dr. Abiy, of course, is himself a Romo or half a Romo, and he has been allying himself with the more radical elements, some of the more radical elements in Oromia. But it's actually that's also not a simple situation, because he's attacked some of the radical groups and supported others. So it's very difficult. But the bottom line is that Dr. Abiy has become isolated. Yes, he has now undertaken this deal with neighboring Somaliland. And that's something that should have been tackled in a different way many years ago, because Somaliland is legally an independent state, but not recognized by any in the Arab League or in the African Union or elsewhere. But it's really has all of the characteristics and rights of a sovereign independent state. The way it was done now by Abiy has alienated the other neighbors in the area, namely Djibouti and Somalia itself, the former partner of Somaliland in the Union of Somalia. So he's what we've seen is that Abiy has jeopardized his relationship with Somalia. He has basically broken relationships with Djibouti, which is the lifeline port for Ethiopia and former part of Ethiopia, and wants to be back as part of an Ethiopian Union. And it is, and Abiy has broken his once good relations with Eritrea and its leader, Isaias Afwerki. So he's basically courted trouble on all of his borders. The interesting thing is that this also means a great break with Turkey, which nobody's talking about. Turkey has been supporting the Abiy government in its war against the TPLF, because Turkey gave them very advanced TB2 unmanned aerial combat vehicles, which were critical in helping to destroy the TPLF mobile forces in 21-22, and they could be important again. But Turkey has staked its claim to the control of Somalia. It has big forces in Mogadishu, Somalia, so it's committed to supporting Somalia, which is now opposing or has been opposed by Abiy over his actions with Somaliland. So you see how this gets to be internalized. So the situation is now going to be very murky. The government of Dr. Abiy is besieged. They have lost some of their allies. They've been gaining new military equipment. But Addis Ababa itself is absolutely surrounded. You talked about the kidnappings in Ethiopia generally, particularly in Oromia. But the kidnappings on the street of Addis Ababa are now widespread. nothing about this is really coming out in the media. We have great difficulty in getting in contact with our people on the ground throughout Ethiopia, but it's now getting to be a siege of Addis Ababa, a siege of Abiy, and Abiy is trying to escalate using conventional armed forces. He's got some newly acquired old Sukhoi 30 strike fighters. It's not going to be enough. Abiy is in big trouble, and I think we're going to see some imminent change, in other words, this year in Ethiopia.
Is it possible that he would flee and that the government would be needed entirely to be replaced? 30 seconds.
Yes, it's quite possible that Abiy would flee, as did one of his predecessors, the Derg leader, Mengistu Haile Mariam, who's still alive in Zimbabwe. So Abiy could go. We could see an entirely new government, a new constitution, which is the great demand of the Fano rebel groups. New constitution based on the 1973-74 draft constitution, which would reinstate the monarchy and parliamentary democracy.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, the editor and publisher. He's in Perth, Australia. We're headed to Europe. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.